This year, the hugely popular fashion label Princess Polly was awarded B Corp certification. If that name doesn't immediately ring a bell, it is a coveted stamp of approval meant to signal to consumers that a business meets strong social and environmental standards. But here's the catch. Princess Polly has faced a lot of criticism for questionable labour practices, concerning carbon footprint, and a business model built on fast, disposable fashion. So how does a brand that some have labelled ultra-fast fashion manage to score this kind of ethical gold star? And for people who want to shop ethically, what tools do we need to decide where to put our money? Should the industry be held to higher standards? How important is sustainability to you when it comes to your clothes? Do you care where or how your clothes are made? Maybe it feels like a luxury you can't afford at the moment. Well, here to unpick the issue is Claire Press, a fashion sustainability expert, the host of the Wardrobe Crisis podcast, Benny Heenan, who's the co-founder of clothing brand The Common Good Company. They've also been certified by B Corp. And Andrew Davies, the CEO of B Corp's parent company, B Lab. Claire, I'll start with you. Can you explain exactly what B Corp certification is?
Thank you, Tegan. Well, B Corp is a global certification system for responsible business. And in the beginning, some of the most recognisable brands in the sustainability space, the likes of Patagonia, the likes of Ben & Jerry's, were pioneers of this. And if you think about Patagonia, everyone's heard of that outdoor brand. The founder, Yvonne Chouinard, talks about being in business to save the planet. So there's this idea that if you're B Corp accredited, then you must be responsible environmentally and socially and best practice. And look, I'll just finish up by saying, I think to some extent that is true. This is a robust accreditation system. I know we've got someone on the call from B Lab, but you do have to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to reach accreditation. It's not simple and it is serious.
So how did you react when you saw that Princess Polly was certified?
Well, herein lies the rub, okay? So my background's in fashion journalism, but I'm in my late 40s and I'm not a Princess Polly customer. And I'm going to confess that I actually wasn't across this brand at all until this controversy. But Princess Polly is a really quite a substantial fast fashion brand. They started in Australia. They were founded in 2010 in the Gold Coast. They're now American based, but they've got a really high turnover. They've got 2.1 or something, I think, a million followers on Instagram, and they're producing clothes at volume at a fast pace. So the question that sustainability circles, people in sustainability circles are asking is, can you be environmentally, in particular, environmentally responsible, if you're churning out huge numbers of styles, and if volume is a problem? I'll just say that I checked the website and there are 867 styles of dresses available on that website right now.
And so just to kind of unpack that a bit, the problem there is that the business model is sort of based on volume and consumption, which is sort of at odds with the idea of having a lighter footprint.
Absolutely. So we globally, we're producing something like, and it's hard to even pin this down because there's not enough transparency in brands and in the system, but something like 150 billion garments every year. We are drastically overproducing clothing across all categories. And when we look specifically at fast fashion and now ultra fast fashion, so even faster, this is a problem. It's very difficult to argue that you're sustainable if you are overproducing.
Well, we've been talking about the certification. Let's hear from the certifier. Andrew Davies is the CEO of B Corp's parent company, B Lab. Andrew, I know you didn't personally give this brand the tick, but what would have gone into this certification?
Thanks, Tegan. And I appreciate the earlier answer there. It's a fair capture of what we do. The reality is that we look at the entirety of a business. So we're not just a certification for a product or for a particular attribute, like an organic or fair trade certification, which play really important parts in the system of sustainability as well. But we look at the whole business. And the bit that's not as well known is there are some fundamental requirements that all B Corps sign up to. And that's a commitment to accountability and transparency. And you actually have to bake into your company's sort of legal foundational documents a commitment to engage stakeholders and operate to a public benefit purpose. And I know that sounds a little bit wonky, and maybe the lawyers out there get excited by it, but not many others. But the reality is that's a really important part of what we do. The kind of source code error in our capitalist system is that we all assume businesses simply operate for the benefit of shareholders. And that's the dominant sort of paradigm that we've been operating in for the last 50 years. A key part of B Corp certification challenges that and asks business and tasks businesses with looking to solve the problems of the commons. And I think that what Princess Polly has done here is taken on that commitment and that obligation to accountability and transparency that puts it at a disadvantage to its competitors, but gives me hope that some of those more challenging business models of fast fashion, which have the potential to reduce waste through responding to demand, but most often do stimulate demand and create that overconsumption. Well, if we've got a player in that sector that's willing to be accountable to create change, I think that's a net positive. And that's the part of B Corp certification that's perhaps not as well known, but I think is a really important part of the mix.
Sure. So there's a whole lot of different criteria. We're maybe focusing on one segment of that and you're saying, look at the whole thing. But for a company that their whole business model is about churning out a lot of product, how is that not fundamentally incompatible with B Corp's values?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, but I also accept that scale is incredibly hard to grapple with. When we think of sustainable businesses, it's easiest to recognise them as the kind of small innovators who design really unique products, and businesses like Benny's Common Good Company that have gone out of the way to create 100% recycled fabrics, or businesses like Citizen Wolf in Sydney who have a model to create bespoke T-shirts to completely eliminate waste, or Outland Denim who directly employ seamstresses in Southeast Asia to sort of tackle modern slavery in really innovative ways. Those businesses look and feel more directly sustainable. And when we operate at scale, it does feel uncomfortable. But the reality is that those high innovative businesses struggle to reach that scale. And so we need to bridge that gap. And I think that the connection between some of these really highly innovative fashion businesses and the larger ones, those connections that we make within the B Corp community, are going to be part of solving some of the problems that the entire fashion industry has to reckon with. And I think that idea of fast fashion is something that the fashion industry needs to deal with. How can you harness those benefits of being more responsive to demand and reducing waste, but avoiding that overconsumption? That's also a conversation we need to have as consumers. You know, there is a huge drive for people to have new shiny things that is sometimes at odds with the idea of being sustainable. But you can't ignore that. And the businesses of the future that are going to solve those problems are not the ones that sit on the sidelines and wait for others to solve the problems. They're not the ones that are going to wait for government to just regulate away the sort of side effects of these business models. They're the businesses that lean in and say, hey, we need to be part of the solution and we need to be accountable.
Mm. I mean, we are talking specifically about Princess Polly today, but almost as a symbol of fast fashion writ large. We did reach out to Princess Polly for comment. They declined to participate in the interview, but they offered a statement that included in part many of the initiatives that contributed to Princess Polly's B Corp score was already integrated as our way of working prior to the beginning of the certification process. Rather than implementing entirely new practices, the focus was on formalising, documenting and verifying these existing efforts to meet B Corp's rigorous standards. Princess Polly achieved a score of 86.8 against the B Corp requirement of 80 points and the industry standard of 50.9. I'll put the whole version of that statement on the Life Matters website, because you are listening to Life Matters on Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor, talking about whether fast fashion is inherently at odds with the idea of sustainability in the wake of this brand, Princess Polly, being awarded B Corp certification. You just heard from the CEO of B Corp's parent company, Andrew Davies. And I'm asking you how important sustainability is when it comes to your clothes. Ali says, to reduce fabric waste, I've committed to buying only secondhand clothes. It's been great so far. I'll also swap clothes with friends and family or repair. I haven't purchased underwear yet, but would buy this new or repair the elastic. Another person says, sustainability, except for underwear and socks, buy secondhand. I guess if you're looking at starting a sustainable undies business, that would be a good place to start. With me is the co-founder of sustainable clothing company Common Good, Benny Heenan. Benny, your company has a score of 110 on the B Corp scale. Hearing that a fast fashion company has the same certification as you, what's your reaction there?
It's a little bit disillusioned. And I go back to the start of the year when and we're actually at a forum, a sustainable fashion forum in Sydney, which Claire actually was the chair of. And my wife and I heard about Princess Polly potentially coming B Corp then, and we were dumbfounded. And then obviously the announcement came through, you know, discussing it more with my wife and co-founder. I guess one of the things that we look at as part of being more broadly the B Corp community, and Claire mentioned some of the biggest heavy hitters in Patagonia and Ben & Jerry's at the initial one, and then we heard about some fantastic Australian brands like Basic and Outland Denim, Booty, who I'd recommend to your previous caller who was
the undies.
B Corp. Yeah, B Corp one. All of these businesses, and we talk about B Corp is being beneficial, they're purposeful. There is, for us, there is nothing purposeful about a Princess Polly. So that alignment with that B Corp, and this has been the word sustainability in fashion, which doesn't exist. It's an oxymoron. Like, we don't prescribe to be sustainable. We are responsible. And we also don't prescribe to be in fashion. We work in apparel. Like, we don't do seasonal drops. Only in the last 18 months, we introduced some colours into our range. We're primarily black and white. So to hear about a brand that produces 150 new items a week can then be termed and use this coin of sustainability, which is then backed up by a B Corp certification, to us, it just sounds like a greenwash.
Do you not take Andrew's point, though, that the big picture, it's part of a commitment to improving?
Oh, I definitely. But there's a baseline of improvement. And then if we look at around like the B Lab score, and we welcome the new certifications and new standards that have just been introduced. Princess Polly has gained certification on the old standards, the new standards, and Andrew will talk about this a lot more articulately and knowledgeably than what I will. But the new standards that have been introduced will, again, make it harder for the certification. And I as a B Corp, I welcome that new certification to come in, and I guess look at the things that Princess Polly are doing in this space, and I just think that just should be the standard of what every business should do. So I guess whilst we welcome Princess Polly, who are essentially, you know, Australian Sheen, I don't also think that anything that they do in the space is sustainable. Mm-hmm. And then to use that and then B Corp for primarily a 16 to 25-year-old age bracket, I don't think is responsible.
Andrew, does it concern you that other businesses with your certification are worried that it's being devalued?
Oh, I mean, naturally, yes, it does. But I also welcome the debate. I mean, I think that what's one of the really incredible parts of the B Corp community is that what good looks like in this space is being constantly changing, and it's often hotly contested. And I think the reality is that we've seen some of the earliest adopters of the B Corp standard were those known innovators in this space, those businesses that had a really strong track record for driving change. And those businesses that have been created, like Benny's, with a very specific problem in mind. And I think that's what's really exciting about much of the B Corp community is that they are businesses that are being created to solve the problems of the commons. But we are also seeing legacy older businesses with some of those business models seek to change themselves as well. And that is the tension that we hold. We accept that there are going to be those businesses that find this challenging. But if we don't enable other businesses at scale to change, then we're also not going to meet some of those larger challenges. I would love people to absolutely put a rocket under businesses like Benny's, like Booty, like Underwear for Humanity is another great one for that underwear problem. Mm-hmm. You know, those sort of businesses really are presenting incredible solutions, but they struggle to reach scale. And there is an important conversation about changing consumer behaviours and Princess Polly has a megaphone. They have a huge opportunity to drive change. So what I'm excited about is the opportunity for Princess Polly to influence change. But of course, I recognise it creates tension for some of those innovators and early adopters in the B Corp community who find this challenging. But I think that that comes back to that question of community. I mean, one of the things that's a little unusual about what we do is we really encourage collaboration amongst our business community. The traditional idea of business as simply competing and trying to be the best at what they do has been turned on its head in sustainability circles, where so many businesses are openly sharing their solutions to some of these wicked problems. And that, to me, is where the fashion industry is going to drive change at scale, is when there's a high degree of collaboration.
Claire, I'm sort of hearing this conversation and we're hearing about the need for accreditation and the different kind of metrics that we can be measured against and old criteria and new criteria. And it all feels like it's very much in the service of trying to do the best we possibly can from the business point of view.
Yeah.
Amazing. But for consumers, it is hugely consuming.
Concerning.
Confusing. I can't even get the word out.
Look, and I'm concerned about... Why is the conversation all about scale? Now, I do recognise that change at scale changes the world, but at the same time, my view would be that we need lots of small brands doing exemplary work and we need to push our focus onto them. And this idea of fast fashion's ability to be sustainable, I think, is inherently flawed. I think we've got a problem if we are broadly looking at ultra-fast fashion as a business model and saying, if you just use a bit more preferred fibres, for example, if you're using more recycled polyester rather than virgin, if you're considering plugging in a bit of organic cotton, we're going to give you a tick and say, well done, you're sustainable. You're still highly polluting in terms of the volumes that you're churning out. You're still driving this obsession with newness, with trend-based product. And I don't think it's fair to push this onto the consumer. It is not down to the consumer to police businesses. It's businesses that are profiting from this. It's businesses that have the responsibility. And in the absence of legislation forcing them to do better, to take ethics, living wages, and volumes, production volumes, into consideration, then they've got to do it. It's not down to the shopper to hold the brands accountable. And I know I sound a bit stroppy, but it sort of makes me feel a bit stroppy because I think we're giving them a free pass. And I do believe in the B Corp movement. I think it's a fantastic framework, actually. So let's not pile on B Corp and say that they're not doing a great job. They are doing a great job. But more broadly, we've got a problem with the rampant consumerism that underpins our culture and with fast fashion brands growing exponentially and with pollution growing as a result.
Thank you all for sharing your wisdom today. There's a lot of food for thought as you work your way through the mad rush to buy gifts these holidays. Claire Press is a fashion sustainability expert. She's the host of the Wardrobe Crisis podcast. Benny Heenan is the co-founder of clothing brand The Common Good Company. They've also been certified by B Corp. And Andrew Davies is the CEO of B Corp's parent company, B Lab. And that full Princess Polly statement is on our website for you to read as well. A lot of op shoppers on the text line. Dave says, I absolutely care what clothes I buy, as much natural fibre as possible. Dean says, op shops are the first place I go for myself and my son. Another texter says, sustainability and workers' rights are very important to me. I'm fortunate enough to be able to pay for this and my style isn't related to fast fashion. I think it's important to differentiate between want and need. Fast fashion is largely about want.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.